This call is being recorded.
Great. Welcome, everybody, to our call this evening. I just have an announcement to make. I think there's only one person from, but you might have some friends in the Kelowna area, because my announcement is that on March the 25th, which is a Saturday morning at 9:45, we're having a breakfast meeting at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. And that's $20 per person and includes breakfast and includes a presentation by my colleague Val on essential oils and a presentation that I am doing on health concerns. Bring your health concerns. I will discuss them and talk about them so that you start to understand how this all works. And also come out and meet real people with real success stories. I also want to express my gratitude to you for attending this call, for inviting others. And I want to express gratitude to all the TAFI leaders that are working so hard to shift our way of thinking regarding our health. We have Dr. TAFI, and she's in the process of leading 3 TAFI teams. We had Pearl. She was our guest speaker last week, and she talked about cervical cancer. And that is now posted on www.donnaroth.com. And that's my website, and it is a podcast. So that's Donna Roth, DonnaRoth.com. We also had Loretta. She's leading one team. And we have Shannon. She's leading a team as well. And we have Michael, who's taking registrations for a team. He's in the Vancouver area. And Tina's from Manitoba. She's registering a new team as well. And I am presently leading 2 teams. I'm starting a new one tomorrow morning. So we are getting the word out. We're working very hard to get people to take on their own health and learn and get educated on how to take responsibility for their own health. This evening, I decided I would talk a little bit about some of the very critical plant herbs that I use in all of my programs. And one that I discussed with Hilda this evening, and it's called Cat's Claw Combination from Nature Sunshine. I want you to become familiar with it. So Cat's Claw is a combination, so it means it has more than one plant in it. It has Cat's Claw, which is the inner bark of a tree that grows in Peru, and astragalus root, which is a plant, and echinacea root grows even here in the Okanagan Valley and probably other areas of Canada and United States. And why is it my very favorite herbs? Well, let's just look historically. Cat's Claw is known in the Amazon to be the most impressive health-promoting gift. Cat's Claw is the key herb in this combination, and it's known as the best immune herb from South America, while astragalus is the best immune herb from Asia, and Echinacea purpurea, the best immune herb from North America. No wonder Cat's Claw combination is Nature Sunshine's most potent immune-building formula. Dr. Brent Davis, he had become very fascinated with Cat's Claw, and that was several years ago, and he was able to use it to detoxify the intestinal tract and to treat a variety of stomach and bowel disorders. In 1988, an international congress was held in Lima, Peru, to share information on traditional Peruvian therapies. So several physicians and doctors decided that Cat's Claw was one of the very best herbs to use for treating cancer. They, in fact, had cited several success stories in several studies where they treated 14 types of confirmed cases of cancer in 700 patients between 1984 and 1988. So Cat's Claw is actually the miracle herb from the rainforest of Peru. And what does it do? It cleanses and strengthens the immune, intestinal, and structural systems. counteracts the effects of chemotherapy and radiation if you're happy to do that. It helps in achieving proper balance of intestinal flora, which may in turn help with gastrointestinal disorders such as candida, colitis, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, ulcers, hemorrhoids. The Echinacea purpurea has been traditionally used to fight off colds, flus, and infections of all kinds. And it says especially respiratory infections. In my world, cat's claw is an awesome plant combination because it opens up the lymphatic system to help all the poisons drain out through the elimination channels. So that's my report on cat's claw, one herb that I never leave home without. I just want everyone to know, please take aside some of your whatever budget you have and buy 2 or 3 bottles of cat's claw and keep it on your shelf. We're inundated with all kinds of infections. This is a key herb so that we're not having to resort to antibiotics. At that first sign of that sore throat or that stomach ache or that bowel discomfort, you simply take cat's claw. How many should you take? I would say 4 capsules twice a day. This is critical. Do the cat's claw before it becomes serious. I want to talk a little bit about Chinese mineral qi tonic, which is my other very favorite tonic, trace mineral herbal tonic. This is where the East meets the West. So Nature Sunshine has, in fact, combined Chinese tonic herbs with some Western herbs. And that's why they call it Chinese mineral qi tonic. Nature Sunshine has carefully combined minerals, the plant minerals that come from the West, with 9 Chinese tonic herbs to light up and balance the body's energy system. According to traditional Chinese medicine, the human body is an electrical system consisting of 12 two-sided meridians, and we never think that our body is electrical. Well, in fact, it has more than 800 switches or acupuncture points. The Chinese medicine teaches us when the energy meridians are in balance and all the electricity is moving smoothly through all the meridians, the body will heal itself. Tonic herbs help to balance the meridians as well as nourish the adrenal glands. The adrenal glands are the major managers of energy, powering up the electrical human body. So what's in Chinese mineral qi tonic? It is a trace mineral and herbal food beverage. It's a superfood, where it combines a full spectrum of ionically suspended, naturally chelated trace minerals from plants with renowned tonic herbs. And some of the tonic herbs are astragalus. Astragalus is also known to create stem cells in the bloodstream. The more stem cells you have, the sooner healthy cell replication can take place. It has in it ginger. We all know about ginger, which helps the digestive system. It has genistema herb. It has deglyceride licorice, and that helps the adrenals. It has lychee fruit. It has reishi mushroom, which is known to be anti-candida, anti-cancer. It has schizandra and Siberian ginseng, which gives you energy. It has ginkgo leaves, ginkgo leaf extract, which increases circulation. It is the most incredible herbal combination or herbal food beverage that can tone the immunostimulatory system and the adrenals and pituitary glands. It calms and reduces stress and builds immunity. It helps all the other herbs to assimilate, and it has been studied for building mental energy, alertness, clarity, and focus. I particularly don't like the taste of it, but I know how important it is to my own body's electrical energies. I take 2 ounces of Chinese mineral chi tonic a day. And finally, I wanted to talk a little bit about Protease Plus enzymes. This is what I call a designer enzyme. And as you know, enzymes break down proteins, and they're critical to good health because undigested proteins can get into the bloodstream and they can cause serious health concerns. I use it particularly in cases of cancer, where you take it on an empty stomach, about 2 capsules 2 to 3 times a day, so that it can get into the bloodstream and serve as an enzyme to break down these undigested enzyme or proteins that get there because of leaky gut syndrome. And it also helps to clean out parasites, if there happen to be some, in the bloodstream or even in between the spaces of the cells and tissues, because parasites are also proteins. So it digests them, gobbles them up. Protease enzymes are found in the stomach and in the pancreatic and intestinal juices. They are especially important because they break down proteins into amino acids. Anytime a deficiency of protease exists, proteins can go through the intestinal tract and remain undigested, and we call that leaky gut syndrome. At the same time, malabsorption of nutrients and chronic health conditions increase. So taking some enzymes can ensure that your body receives a full nutritional value from food intake. And I particularly like the Protease Plus enzyme because it is combined with plant-sourced trace minerals as well. And these minerals help to activate the enzyme for optimal effect. And if you're using them with meals, you can take 1 to 3 capsules with your meal for best results as well. It also helps to increase the flexibility of red blood cells. And it keeps the intestines protected from parasites and other organisms that may weaken the intestinal tract. It provides a full spectrum of plant-derived trace minerals to activate the enzymes, to improve digestion, and it's like natural killer cells. It goes after the bad guys. That's Protease Plus enzymes, which is another one of my favorites. I want to now move into my talk, and I like to talk about the 5 pillars of all disease conditions, and that's injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. In this particular talk, I'm going to define cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that starts when there is an injury, and the repair of that injury is not happening due to an oxygen and a nutritional deficiency, and the cell walls of that injured area become mutated by fungal infection. So we can take this definition apart so we can understand it better. For cancer to occur, there is, number one, an injury. One thing we must know in the work that we do here, and as well as in TAFI, Taking Action for Your Health, is we follow the laws of nature, which is totally different than following scientific research. So the law of nature in injury says this: cells don't randomly replicate. That's a law of nature. Cells in our body replicate for a reason. they replicate to repair an injury. I'm going to quote Dr. McDougall. He said this, cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. Cells only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. End of quote. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. How can the stem cells replicate healthy cells to heal that injury unless all the required nutrients are in place? And please don't tell me that you can get all the nutrition you need from the foods you are eating from a grocery store and that you don't need supplements and superfoods and herbs and minerals and so on. Here's what I say about that. If you, in fact, had enough nutrition in your body, you would not have cancer or diabetes or heart disease or MS or Parkinson's and so on. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Those stem cells need oxygen for oxidation purposes so that they can replicate healthy cells. So they not only need nutrition, but they also need oxygen for the oxidation or the burning up process so that they can, in fact, create healthy cells to repair the injury. And something is stopping the oxygen from getting to that injured area. Well, what is it? It's number four. It's toxicity in that injured area. Now that toxicity has accumulated to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean it out and the oxygen levels drop to below 35%. That toxicity causes what we know as inflammation. Number five, if that toxicity, that toxic debris, sits around there for a long enough period of time, it eventually leads to a fungal infection. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication for the purpose of healing an injury, if it integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. I hope we can see the connection between cancer, Parkinson's, MS, infertility, obesity, and we can go on, heart disease, diabetes, and so on. It takes five pillars, addressing five pillars to, in fact, overcome these so-called diagnosed diseased conditions. Let's talk about injury. Even way back in 1903, Dr. Ziegler wrote the medical textbook of general pathology that was taught in medical schools. This is 1903. And he stated this, quote from his book, because I have a copy of it. The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc., end of quote. So we start to see that injuries can come from blows, crushing, fractures, rubbing, physical injuries, falls, accidents. But we need to move beyond that because there's other reasons where an injury takes place. An exploratory surgery causes injuries. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethras. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. A mammogram injures the breasts. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Taking various drugs causes gut permeability, leading to leaky gut syndrome and injures the stomach walls. All present-day grains have anti-nutrients in them called lectins, which are known to cause leaky gut syndrome. Phytates in all present-day grains deplete vitamin D3 and many minerals. That can lead to an injury. An accumulation of toxic debris can start up a virus. Think about human papilloma virus causing an injury to the cervix, thereby leading to cervical cancer. Think about an accumulation of toxic debris in the liver that can invite an infection such as hepatitis. An injury can come from a nutritional deficiency. So there's one thing that we need to know. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which in fact has sold over 5,000 copies, outlines a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941, where agricultural scientists analyzed the food values of different foods in 1941, and they repeated this analysis on foods grown in soils of 1991. And what they discovered was absolutely alarming. There was a huge difference in the nutrient values of all foods in 1991. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. Fruit had 27% less zinc. Spinach, 60% less iron. Meat, 54% less iron. And there is a whole list of foods. You can start to see how depleted the minerals were in 1991. Antoine Bichamp in the 1860s, so now we're going way back to 1860. Even in 1860, there were these amazing scientists who recognized that a deficiency of even one mineral allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. That's what he said in 1860s. We are ignoring that in 2017. Dr. Linus Pauling, we all know him. He was the father of vitamin C. And way back in the 1970s, he said this, quote, "You can trace every disease ailment to a mineral deficiency. And if you don't have those minerals, how can your stem cells repair an injury?" Today, we're also lacking omega-3. What does omega-3 do? It reduces the amount of oxygen. A lack of omega-3 reduces the amount of oxygen getting into the cells. And so if there is no oxygen, that can cause an injury to the cell walls. There was a study done once with a breed of cats that were induced with cancer. They were then fed high amounts of omega-3 oils and iron. The oxidation process of the cancer cells was so rapid, they were literally exploding, and the cancerous tumors simply shrank to nothing. Interesting study. What else causes injuries? We all think today that we should be drinking alkaline water. And we've all read on the internet how we should be ingesting baking soda. Let's talk about that. The stomach secretes hydrochloric acid. So your stomach enzymes need to be acidic in order to digest proteins, to digest your meats, into its amino acid components. If we're continually putting high alkaline baking soda or alkaline water into our stomach, think of what happens to the hydrochloric acid. It starts to neutralize the hydrochloric acid with the consequence of inadequate amino acids. I had a lady that came into my office once, and she was covered with all kinds of horrible skin blotches. She had no idea where they were coming from, and either did I. But in our conversation, we discovered that, in fact, she had been drinking high alkaline water 24/7 for about 2 years. Once we discovered that, and she decided not to drink that alkaline water any longer and to take enzymes and to take high-dense, super nutritious smoothies, guess what? Those skin blotches simply disappeared. Dr. Huldah Clark, she wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers, and she had documented evidence that there was a parasite in every cancer case. Well, think about it. If there's an accumulation of toxic debris somewhere in a vulnerable organ inside your body, of course it will invite parasites. Think about the prostate. That's particularly a vulnerable area for parasite infestation if there happens to be an accumulation of candida. And what can a parasite do? It can eat through the membrane, eat through that membrane wall of that organ, just like a worm can eat through a leaf of a plant, and bingo, it causes an injury. Dr. Ravensku, he was a Swedish researcher. He found documented evidence that people with low cholesterol were more prone to infections and cancers. And what are we doing today? We are taking cholesterol-lowering drugs. Cholesterol-lowering drugs strips the protective fats off the myelin sheath and exposes it to infections. Cholesterol is produced by your liver, and it's particularly important to bind toxic heavy metals. I remember now one of my past TAFE grads, his name was Patty. He was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. He had been taking cholesterol-lowering drugs for over 7 years. And upon stopping all of his medications, he eliminated them. He followed the TAFE principles. He was able to regain his health. He no longer has multiple sclerosis. We can restore our bodies back to health. I want to talk about candida. Candida yeast is fed by sugar, starches, and antibiotics, various drugs. Candida yeast grows a root structure that pokes holes in the gut membrane. It then escapes into the bloodstream, where it makes the blood sticky and heavy and impedes the flow of oxygen and nutrients. Makes the blood sticky and heavy. Candida produces toxic estrogens that feed cancer. These xenoestrogens are known to destroy the function of the thyroid, and the thyroid is responsible for metabolism. And the thyroid is responsible for iodine sources necessary for radiation absorption. And those xenoestrogens also scramble up all the hormones, and they're the misery behind PMS, menopause, and infertility. If that's not bad enough, these false estrogens from candida also weaken the collagen production of the membrane and therefore weaken inner inherent weak membranes and tissues. That is one reason why we use Collagen Plus in our program. Collagen Plus is a collagen powder from a bovine source, along with freeze-dried aloe vera. It heals inner membranes. I want to talk about antibiotics. Antibiotics are drugs that cause the problems of dysbiosis. Dysbiosis is a condition which tends to kill or suppress our natural intestinal bacteria so that yeast, parasites, fungus, and so on start taking over. We don't use antibiotics here. We use cat's claw combination about three times a day, along with silver. This is silver, a nanoparticle silver, which is embedded in the water molecule, has 20 years of research behind it, and it is very effective, along with cat's claw, in looking after all kinds of infections. I haven't taken any drugs for over 30 years. If I happen to have any sort of swelling or infection, I just resort to cat's claw combination. We have many people who decide to extract their toxic root canals. They find out that their root canals are full of infection. They don't use antibiotics. They use cat's claw combination in high doses, 4 capsules, 3 times a day. And they use silver probably every hour for the first 2 or 3 days. And they use the Chinese mineral qi tonic, about 3 ounces a day. I have seen the worst cases of infection overcome with these very simple principles that I'm speaking about. Let's move on to Dr. Bernice Eddy. Recently, I got an interesting report from Dr. Tenpenny, and she talked about a new book that was just released called The Virus and the Vaccine, Contaminated Vaccines, Deadly Cancers, by Debbie Bookchin, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, and Jim Schumacher. I have a copy of a book called Health Century by Dr. Edward Shorter. And in fact, the book she talks about, The Virus and the Vaccine, refers to Health Century by Dr. Edward Shorter. So I'm just going to read a portion of this. In 1959, researcher Dr. Bernice Eddy from the National Institute of Health, the Division of Biological Standards, was working with Dr. Stewart from the National Cancer Institute. Together, the two proved that a mouse virus could cause cancer when it was injected into other small animals. Both researchers received national recognition for their discovery, and Stewart's reward included being part in charge of her own laboratory. Upon returning to the DBS, Dr. Eddy began to question if the simian viruses she found in the monkey tissue cultures used to grow polio viruses could possibly do the same thing. Acting on her own, she set up an experiment using cell cultures from monkey tissue. She injected the serum into hamsters, and to her surprise, you got to get this, everyone, she injected this vaccine, polio vaccine, into hamsters, and she found that 70% of these animals developed tumors. After several more rounds of experiments, she knew that she had discovered a deadly viral contaminant in the monkey tissue cultures. Alarmed, she knew she needed to do something. However, when she approached her boss, Dr. Joe Smadel, with her findings, her concerns were less than welcomed. She, in fact, was fired, and I'm not going to go on with this. I want us to understand that here In taffy, we follow the laws of nature. It makes no sense to put those toxic materials like mercury, aluminum phosphates, which are heavy metals, acetone, viruses from sick animal pus into our bloodstream in order to so-called protect our body from getting those disease conditions. I want us to know, way back there in 1960, Dr. Bernice Eddy proved that these vaccines can lead to cancer. She, in fact, said, if you are to institute the vaccine program into our society, there will be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. As you know, she was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer. Yet we're all lining up for flu shots, tetanus shots, and all these other vaccinations. It's time to get back to the laws of nature and start thinking about this. Moving on, sugar is a contributing factor to the injury. Sugar robs calcium and minerals from your teeth and causes cavities. Imagine what it can do to an organ inside your body. Way back there in 1926, Dr. Fibiger watched rats in a sugar warehouse. All kinds of them were getting cancer. He repeated this observation in a laboratory setting, and he received a Nobel Prize for this finding. Then in 1931, Dr. Otto Warburg proved fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. He received a Nobel Prize at that time. Why are we ignoring this very simple fact? Why are we ignoring this law of nature? Injuries can also come from toxic heavy metals and chemicals. We find them in mercury fillings in our teeth. We find them in vaccinations. These toxic heavy metals get into the bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. That leads to inflammation. It slows down blood circulation, and it slows down the whole oxidation process. Then those stem cells are not able to replicate healthy cells for you. Dr. A. Hamer stated that injury comes from a negative emotion. Well, strong negative emotions, just think about this. Think about anger, unforgiveness, hatred, and just think about what happens when you are in that situation. It causes an overload of toxic acids, and those acids eat away at membranes of internal organs. Bingo, there comes your injury. So one thing we need to know, not just in cancer, but in all of these chronic degenerative disease conditions, they start from an injury. And the injury requires a framework of high-dense nutrition to repair and heal that injury. What happens when there's an injury? When there's an injury, the brain sends a message to the injured area called current of injury, and that current of injury sets up an ionic field in the injured area that triggers the stem cells into action. Healthy cell replication by the stem cells require certain fundamental building blocks. The stem cells need amino acids, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, phytonutrients, and so on. If all of these building blocks are present in abundance, the stem cells are happy. They take them and they build healthy cells to repair the injury. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops. We need to think about cancer. In cancer, the cell replication keeps going because the stem cells don't have enough nutrients. One of the keys to stopping cancer is to stop the current of injury by feeding the body plenty of minerals, essential nutrients, superfoods. I want us to understand inflammation. I talked about leaky gut. We now know that candida, toxic heavy metals, which come from mercury fillings and all those vaccinations, antibiotics, they poke holes in the gut membrane, escape into the bloodstream. I've mentioned toxic lectins found in present-day grains. All these things get into the bloodstream where they do not belong. They make the blood sticky and heavy. Such a weight causes a stress on the blood vessels through which the blood flows. And there are tiny little holes in those capillary walls or those vessels. And those holes dilate, they get bigger, allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, candida, heavy metals, and so on, to move from the blood and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissues in the organs. Now, the blood also has blood plasma proteins that transport oxygen, nutrients, and water to the various cells and tissues, and they start escaping. And they attract sodium, and sodium attracts water. So now you have an accumulation of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, lectins, candida, heavy metals, and who knows what else is in there, in between the spaces of the cells and tissues, causing a swelling. A swelling is the first process of inflammation because that starts to irritate the cell walls. And amazingly, that's not even a problem if you have a healthy lymphatic system. That lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back into the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves near the neck area. That's where the lymphatic system joins the bloodstream. And the lymph, which is the watery, salty part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium, toxins, neutralize a whole bunch of them, and dump the rest of them out through our natural elimination channels, the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. Just imagine what happens to that lymphatic system if it becomes overloaded from our use of lectins from grains, drugs, antibiotics, acids from stress and emotions, toxic teeth, root canals, mercury fillings, vaccinations, flu shots, toxic chemicals. Pretty soon, that poor lymphatic system starts to malfunction. Now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins. And over a period of time, that chronic inflammation, you see now there's chronic inflammation, leads to a lack of nutrients and oxygen. Oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. And again, it was Dr. Otto Warburg who discovered that when oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, oxidation by the stem cells for the purpose of healthy cell replication is no longer happening. If there is enough sugar in that injured area, it will flip to fermentation. Sugar feeds fermentation. And this now leads to an accumulation of viruses, fungus, microbes, bacteria, and so on. When the fungus integrates into the stem cell line, it genetically defects the cells as they replicate. genetic defects in cancer do not come from inherent birth defects. Cancer is not a genetic illness. It's the fungus that genetically defects the cells during the process of cell replication. And these fungal mutated cells that are being replicated cannot repair the injury with a continuous replication of mutated cells that we call cancer. If we understand this, we can start to know how to overcome our own cancer. Stop feeding the cancer. Eliminate the sugars, the yeast products, the grains, the fruit juices, the alcohol, the pop, and anything that's sugar. Eliminate it from your foods list. Start eating the right foods to repair the injury. We eat grass-fed meats here. Fish, eggs, vegetables, walnuts, seeds, berries. And even if you're eating the right foods, it's not enough nutrition for those stem cells to replicate healthy cells. This is where we resort to smoothies. We resort to high-dense superfoods from nature's sunshine. What should you put in your smoothie? Chinese mineral chi tonic for all those missing minerals. Collatrim Plus, which is collagen powder that your candida is stealing. We put flax whole lignans that bind toxic estrogens, toxic xenoestrogens. We can add aloe vera juice. We can add Zambrosa, which is a powerful high antioxidant. And then we add some Solstic Energy and some water, maybe berries of your choice. And we blend this up. We don't need to do any kind of juicing here. Most people that make juices make them from apples and carrots and beets. That's way too much sugar. And the other problem with grocery store bought vegetables and fruits for juicing purposes is that they are not quality controlled. You do not know the nutrient values of those foods. Nature Sunshine has quality control technology that's very meticulous. So all of the products that we call superfoods undergo at least 600 different tests to ensure that they are pure and of high energy. And I know this because I've had many cancer clients overcome their own cancers by using this high-dense nutrition. It's also important to take some super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so oxygen can move in for the oxidation process. We take extra vitamin D3 to replace the D3 that's lost by phytates that we have consumed. They're found in present-day grains. Then we work hard on cleaning the poison that's causing the inflammation in our body. This is where we use cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system so those toxins can drain out through the elimination channels. This is where we use protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach to get into the bloodstream to digest undigested food particles and undigested protein particles and parasites that may be floating around in the bloodstream. We use colostrum on an empty stomach to get into the blood to bind toxic lectins. I hope we start to understand what we are doing in this program. It's so very powerful. Then we need to determine where the inflammation is coming from. And this is where you need to do one of two things. It's either a consultation that you can have by you can contact me, Donna Roth, through donnaroth.com, or you can do taffy and find out what it is that's poisoning your bloodstream. Then we activate the elimination channels. We can use body detox. We can use LBS2. We might do a kidney flush. We work on the liver. We can use LBS2 to increase bowel and liver activity. We make sure the elimination channels are moving and that they are addressed. And we increase circulation. This is where we use MC, the most incredible oral chelation tablet I've ever witnessed. It cleans out heavy metals like mercury, aluminum, phosphates, lead, iron. It cleans out metabolic wastes and toxic triglycerides from your bloodstream. If it cleans that out, guess what? Now you have more oxygen in your blood. Now you have an increased flow of blood. And if the blood circulation increases, so does the body temperature. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit, and no one else teaches you this. And we address the fungal or the cancer infection using PAPA. And this is the North American PAPA. I'm sorry, it's the American PAPA. Grows in eastern United States. It was studied by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin, who I personally know, for over 20 years, and he said it is almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. It stops the sugar from reaching the cancer cells. It cuts off the growth of the blood vessels that carry the sugar to the cancer cells. It can get right into those cancer cells and cause cancer cell apoptosis, which is cancer cell death, documented by Dr. Jerry McLaughlin. And we increase stem cell production. We use astragalus. It's also found in cat's claw combination. It's found in mineral chi tonic. Also using silver increases healthy stem cell production in the bloodstream. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has about 60 cancer success stories. And I've had numerous cancer success stories since then. There are all kinds of people that have decided to take responsibility of the health of their own body in their own homes and have successfully overcome their cancer. Am I saying that it happens overnight? No. It will take several months to do this program. It might take a year. Is it worth it? It's up to you to decide. With this, I am going to turn the recording off and we'll open it up to questions and answers. So just give me a second.